from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The Trump team scrutinizes Mueller. According to news reports, late last night, U.S. President Donald Trump's aides are reportedly scrutinizing special counsel Robert Mueller's investigative team, exploring potential conflicts of interest among team members as aides explore ways to discredit his Russian inquiry. A member of Trump's outside legal team, Jay Sekulow, said the lawyers will consistently evaluate the issue of conflicts and raise them in the appropriate venue, even complaining to Mueller directly if needed. Now, the Washington Post reported, citing one person with knowledge of the matter, that the president has asked his advisors about his power to pardon aides, family members, and even himself in connection with the probe. A second person told the Post that Trump's lawyers have been discussing his pardoning powers among themselves. According to the New York Times, aides are pursuing the professional and political backgrounds of the investigators, looking for conflicts of interest they could use to discredit the Mueller probe. A South Korean spokesman today called on North Korea to quickly accept its offer to hold military talks.
Talks between the North and South are urgently needed for peace and stability on the Korean Peninsula and to ease military tensions between the North and the South.
The U.S. director of the Central Intelligence Agency spoke yesterday in Aspen, Colorado, about the North Korean nuclear program and how it might best be handled.
It would be a great thing to denuclearize the peninsula, to get those weapons off of that, but the thing that is most dangerous about it is the character who holds the control over them today. So from the administration's perspective, the most important thing we can do is separate those two, right? Separate capacity and someone who might well have intent and break those two apart.
Pyongyang has yet to officially respond to Seoul's offer. This is VOA News. A Palestinian shot dead Friday in an East Jerusalem neighborhood after clashes broke out in the area. According to the Palestinian ministry, the shooting took place in the Ras Al-Amud neighborhood, though it did not say who fired the shot that killed the person. The shooting comes amid clashes between Israeli security forces and Palestinians after the recent implementation of new Israeli security measures. Israeli police have barred Muslim men under the age of 50 from entering a contested Jerusalem holy place for prayers on Friday. Oil giant ExxonMobil is suing the U.S. Treasury Department to stop a $2 million fine for violating sanctions against Russia while Secretary of State Rex Tillerson was Exxon CEO. Exxon said the decision is fundamentally unfair and insists it did nothing wrong. The Treasury Department said Exxon signed a contract in 2014 with Igor Session, as the head of Russia's state-owned Rosneft oil company and a longtime business associate of Rex Tillerson. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert.
He has been extremely clear in his recusal of anything having to do with Exxon. When this information came to us here at the State Department, it did not come to the Secretary himself. It came to the Deputy Secretary, John Sullivan. The Secretary has taken this very seriously, that Exxon-related activities are not something that he is involved with here as Secretary of State.
Nauert referred all questions to the Treasury Department. The U.N. High Commissioner for Human Rights said Thursday that he plans to discuss with Chinese officials the situation of the widow of dissident Liu Xiaobo, who died last week in government custody from liver cancer. From the United Nations, this is VOA's Margaret Bashir.
High Commissioner Zayd Raad al-Hussein said he plans to meet with Chinese officials soon to discuss Liu's widow, Liu Xia.
We're now focused on his wife and are trying to ensure that she has freedom of movement and that if she wants to leave China, she should be able to leave China.
Nobel Peace Prize laureate Liu Xiaobo was China's best-known human rights prisoner. He spent his last 8 years in jail for his campaign for democratic political reforms and died age 61 at a hospital on July 13th. He had been moved there from his prison cell in the final stage of his illness. His wife, Liu Xia, is a photographer, painter, and poet. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, The United Nations.
The Nobel Committee's choice of Liu angered Beijing, which severed ties with Oslo. Now, the two nations announced in December that they were normalizing relations after the six-year rift. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.